Hey, Devin Katayama here with producer Erica Cruz-Cavara.
Hi.
And actually also our new editor, Alan Montesilio.
Hello. Whee!
Hey, Alan. You've actually been with us for a few weeks, but you are new to the area.
Yeah.
And you are adjusting to life here, to KQED. You're working with us. What's one of the biggest things you've noticed about adjusting to life in the Bay Area?
Well, right. So both of you are from the Bay, and I'm not.
Yeah.
But one of the things I noticed right away is that both of you really wanted to make sure that I had a good handle on how to ride BART. Not just because you both wanted to make sure I got to work on time and knew how to ride, get on a train, but because it really felt like getting used to riding BART seemed like a big milestone towards getting used to living here.
Look who it is. So one of the things that we wanted to do was get out of the office, meet at MacArthur Station, and maybe to like steer you away from doing the things that make you look like a noob on BART.
Welcome, Alan.
Already you can tell, like, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. That was the first tell sign. But we'll find more. Let's go.
All right, so when it comes to figuring out BART, it's not just about knowing how to get on the train, although that is a part of it. It's also about navigating one of the few places where people from all over the Bay Area come together every day. So the Bay team is going to do something oh so Bay-like today. We are going to find some people to tell us how they ride BART. I'm Devin Katayama.
I'm Erica Cruz-Cavara.
And I'm Alan Montesilio.
Welcome to the Bay.
Before we even start,
okay.
So you just got to MacArthur BART station, and you wrote us this Slack that I wanted to run by you. You said, running a little bit late, I'm on the yellow line, and it's just leaving Embarcadero. I noticed you said yellow line, and it kind of threw me off, because I actually never noticed that the lines are colored. Because usually we say, hey, we're taking the Antioch or taking the Richmond train. But you came up with yellow, so walk me through that decision.
To be honest, two things. One is that when you look at this map, the colors are, like there are colors. I'm going to look at that instead of the various final destinations. I guess the second thing is that I was in Illinois before this.
Right.
A lot of the transit lines there are like referred to as like the brown line, the yellow line, the green line. So,
yeah.
You know, now I think about it, my brain was kind of doing that.
Okay.
That is that already you can tell like I'm in trouble.
Yeah. That was the first tell sign. But we'll find more. Let's go.
Okay, we should go talk to people. Let's go on this side.
My name's Lauren. I'm a designer. I'm originally from Los Angeles and moved to Oakland about 4 or 5 years ago.
5 years ago. And Lauren, what's your last name?
Takayama.
And where do you commute to, Lauren?
I commute to San Francisco, to Embarcadero, which is the craziest stop to get off of. So
yeah, that's where I got up to.
Yeah.
So that means you also take the train back from Embarcadero. Have you ever done this where you have to go the reverse commute to even get on the train?
Yes, I do that all the time. So I definitely go backwards.
Can you explain that to me? Because I've heard that before and I still don't totally know what that means.
So to go reverse is because when you get to your platform, sometimes it's so crowded because the trains are running late or there's some kind of delays. So it's better to just get on a train going any direction, even if it's not where you need to go, just to get some breathing room or even just get a spot on the BART train. Because by the time you get to Embarcadero, it's the last train out of the city. So most likely you're not going to get any room. So it's better to go to a stop earlier like Powell or Civic Center because you'll at least get a chance.
I noticed that you're standing in what seems to be the appropriate spot just on the BART platform, which is away from the center of the door.
Yes.
Okay, but you often see people who don't stand in this spot, right?
Yes, it's very annoying.
So you're annoyed by it too.
Yes, it's just people are trying to get out and transfer on different trains. Just move out of the way. They're in a bigger hurry to get off than you trying to get on.
Yeah.
So that's just my opinion. And riding at other like metros in other cities, everyone does the same, except for here. So
I'm new here. I've been here like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh.
I just want to like take BART and have people not see that like I'm clearly not from here.
I guess rule number one, take off your backpack.
There you go.
As somebody who's not as tall as everybody, I tend to be at the same height as everyone's backpacks in my face. So I've gotten to the point where I've had to ask people to take it off because it gets a little bit crowded. It is an extra space. So do that. And also, if somebody already has a handlebar, don't try to like go in and try to steal it. It's really awkward when you have two people sharing and touching pinkies on the thing, and you're trying to vibe. Yeah, it's really weird, but it happens to me quite often. And you're like trying to stand your ground, like, no, I was here first, but you're like, you know what, I'm too freaked out. I'm just gonna let go. It's not worth it.
Our passengers, please keep adjacent to the train that's available.
I just saw an old man standing in the BART train. Someone did not give up their seat in that car.
Oh yeah, he was standing.
You saw that?
Oh, unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
My name is Carlos. I'm from Mexico.
Cool. How long have you lived here, Carlos?
1 year.
Oh wow.
Yeah. First time I took BART, I got lost. I was in the opposite direction, I think, from there. So I didn't know how to use this thing.
Which side do you go on?
Which side? I'm not sure. I wasn't sure because in Mexico it's different. In Mexico City, I used to use the train station. And in Mexico it's like, okay, this line is always goes to the same place, always. And to the opposite side is always the same. And here you have to check that screen.
Would you mind if we rode with you?
No worries. Yeah, I don't have any problem.
So we're in the middle of the BART train.
Yeah.
We got a nice spot in the middle.
When you get in, Carlos, do you move to the middle or do you stand over there?
I usually move to the middle or to the very back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back's nice, although when people go between cars, sometimes I'm leaning on that door and like it'll shoot open and I'll be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's annoying, and especially if you bring your backpack. Yeah. That too. Using bicycles too, it's like.
Can I ask, what do you love about BART and what do you hate about BART?
Although it's cheap, I can meet new places, I can move north, south, east, and west Bay Area. What do I hate? Maybe it's dirty sometimes, yeah.
It's dirty, yeah.
It's kind of grimy.
Yeah.
So do you want to get off at this next stop?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for letting us ride with you.
We appreciate it.
10 BART, 2 door San Francisco Airport train, all aboard platform 2.
I don't envy groups on BART, especially school kids. Sometimes I see teachers with classes on BART and I'm like, oh my god, that's a lot to deal with.
West Oakland Station.
Well, my name is Asian Wakefield, but everybody in the Bay Area that knows me as Aussie or Say Aussie. That's S-A-Y-A-U-S-E-E.
And Aussie, how long have you been writing BART for?
Well, I started writing BART at a young age. Probably like 13, like 12, 13 years old.
Are you from here?
Yeah, I'm from Southside Richmond. First and foremost, you're gonna witness a lot of crazy things on BART. Keep your phones in your purse, your pocket. Don't use your phone on BART unless you know how to hold on to it very, very toughly and all that, because it can get snatched out of your hand right before the doors close. It's a lot of violence that happens on BART that just be random. People get hit randomly by like people that's under the influence. I lost a friend on BART and last year. Her name was Nia Wilson. We actually did a tribute for her at MacArthur BART, so you'll witness us as dancers on BART trying to make some type of positivity around that, and you'll probably witness people trying to get to work.
I was gonna say, I notice you have these speakers, which when I see them, I'm like, I know someone's about to break it out. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff do you do on BART, like with dancing?
Well, the style that we came on BART with is called turfing, and it was originated out here in Oakland, California, back in the 2000s, and like early 2000s. And basically, it started from just like showing our like art there, just doing that, and then we start adding all the acrobats and all the like crazy flips and stuff to like wow the crowd out. So it's just over time we just start, you know, upgrading and elevating on it.
I noticed that street performers sometimes will be walking through like the trains for a while before they like
decide on a train to stay in. Is there something like strategic about which train you decide to perform in?
If we all look around, like I could tell vibes. So I look around and just be like, nah, I don't think this is a good train. I think we should just go to the next one. I don't want to deal with nothing today. Like, and then we'll go to the next train.
What's your favorite thing about BART?
Making people smile. Like me, I've been dancing since I was 4 or 5 years old. So when I started dancing, it was all because my mom and my sisters like used to dance around the house, and I always used to try to impress them. So if I made them smile, it was just like, yeah, I'm gonna keep doing this. It always make them smile, so I'm gonna keep doing it.
There's so many different types of people who ride BART. Is there a type of person who likes what you do more than others, or is it across the board?
Oh, the kids love us. Like every time we do any show with kids, like they'll be so amazed. Especially if it's a field trip, I love the field trips for the kids. I love that time. I be the main person. Don't even want the money. I'll be like, well, I don't care. Come on, let's go do it anyway. And we'll do it anyway. And it'd be fun. Just because I like to hear the kids go, whoa, oh my God, that's crazy. And it's like, me, I just like the excitement. I like the vibe, the excitement. Like, I got like a $100 bill literally from a businessman that literally never seen our show, like never seen dancers on any train before. Like he never seen it. He been living in the Bay Area. He's from the Bay Area. He been here all his life. But he like literally just started riding BART. So when he started riding BART, it's the first time he seen it. He was so amazed. He was like, yo, like, I can't believe what I just saw. Like, trust me, we do like extreme, extravagant stuff to make people like, how can y'all do any of this? Like, so we put a lot of time and work into it, so.
Sweet. Thank you so much for talking with us. I do appreciate it. Should we hop back?
Yeah. All right. So we just got off at Embarcadero, which is our stop for KQED.
It just feels like a lot or can happen on BART. Everything from good things, exciting things, you know, lots of different things coming to a head in this space.
One of the things that I was actually surprised about was that everybody we approached to talk about BART was down to talk about it, which is not the norm when you just randomly approach people. But like the faces from the people when we told them what we were doing just like lit up and wanted to talk.
People in the Bay Area just have a, I don't know, a passion maybe about how to ride BART and how to do it correctly.
It's kind of a love-hate thing, I think.
The other thing too, I mean, every place has like a thing that people who are from there are proud that they've like mastered. I came from the Midwest, and there it's definitely like snow. The weather here is too good, so I think it's BART that it tends to be one of those things where a lot of different things happen, where a lot of things kind of come to a head in one space.
There's a lot more to riding BART and BART culture that speaks to the much bigger picture of how the Bay Area has changed. In fact, we did a whole episode on what makes BART such a politicized space. We'll leave a link in our show notes if you want to go back and listen to that. And we are also hoping to hear from you. What is your BART secret, your BART tips, your BART routine, and what should newcomers know about it? Or even locals who need reminders. Maybe you're riding BART right now. Tweet us at the Bay KQED. This episode was produced by Erica Cruz Guevara and editor Alan Montecilio. KQED's leadership team includes Julie Kane, Vinny Tong, Ethan Lindsay, and Holly Kernan. Thanks to the folks who talked with us, that is Lauren Takayama, Carlos Perez, and Isaiah Wakefield. And a special thanks to Marisol Medina Cadena, who said, you gotta go out and do a BART etiquette episode. We did it. I'm Devin Katayama. That's it for the Bay. Have a happy new year, have a safe new year, and we'll talk to you in 2020? Damn.
One time, me and my friends was on BART, and this lady, she like threw a carton of milk at us, like a big gallon of milk, and it was just like, why?
Wait, it was full? It was full?
It was full. It was like, why did you buy it?